This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Governor John Bel Edwards meets with the entire Louisiana congressional delegation today, discussing the need for a supplemental federal appropriations bill for flood recovery. It's something state lawmakers are anxious about as well. Late last week, a state Senate committee quizzed FEMA Regional Director Jerry Stolar about the growing damage assessments.
Estimates so far indicate that more than 166,000 structures were affected by this flooding.
West Monroe Senator Mike Walsworth asks Stolar about the trigger for changing the cost share from 75-25 to 90-10.
Is there a threshold for that amount?
What we're looking at right now is $622 million.
Walsworth also asked about another stream of federal aid.
It doesn't look like there's a lot of hazard mitigation funds out there. Are you looking at more of those dollars after this flood, too?
There will be some significant hazard mitigation funds if we get anywhere near that dollar value I cited for the threshold from 90-10.
U.S. HUD Secretary Julian Castro confirmed Congress is already expecting an aid package for Louisiana.
HUD is already actively providing technical assistance to the appropriations staff that have inquired about putting together a legislative package.
Some political observers say it won't be an easy sell, since three members of the Louisiana congressional delegation voted against Superstorm Sandy aid. U.S. Senator David Vitter dismisses those concerns.
I think when there is a disaster, Congress, whoever the majority is, come together and respond in a responsible way. So I don't foresee that difficulty.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.